Planeta bolilor rare.
Hello, I'm Dan Alexandru and I welcome you to another edition of the Planet of Rare Diseases. Rare diseases as a public health issue have long justified an approach beyond the national borders of EU member states. Small patient populations, limited expertise and challenges in access to treatments, health and social care prove the added value that a European approach can bring. Efforts over the last 15 years to create a breakthrough legislation in support of rare diseases and orphan medicines have been driven for the most part by the EU institutions. The EU Orphan Drug Regulation and more recently the European Reference Networks are EU policy success stories. We are inviting you today to listen to the launch of the European Network of Parliamentary Advocates for Rare Diseases. Why? Because despite major advances, many challenges still remain today for European citizens living with a rare disease. They raise important questions as to what more the European Union could do to generate further progress and to correct blatant inequalities amongst member states. Therefore, with a view to mobilize a group of European politicians who are keen to engage and support the cause of rare diseases and to take actions at EU level and under the auspices of the EMP François Grossette, EuroDIS is launching the European Network of Parliamentary Advocates for Rare Diseases. EuroDIS, or Rare Disease Europe, is a unique non-profit alliance of over 700 rare disease patient organizations from more than 60 countries that work together to improve the lives of over 30 million people living with a rare disease in Europe. This network is aimed in the first instance at members of the European Parliament, with further plans to extend its reach to national MPs. Its core missions are to engage politicians in discussions on how to address specific challenges faced by people living with a rare disease in EU member states and to share political input for future legislation and programs, ensuring that rare diseases are made an integral part of EU, national and regional programs in health, research and social affairs. The opening event took place on October 17th at the EU Parliament headquarters in Brussels.
So, individually rare, but collectively very common, and affecting 30 million people across Europe. So, those two important reasons why we're here. The first is to share with you all a snapshot of what it's actually like to live with rare disease. And the second is particularly important in this building, it's to launch parliamentary advocates for rare disease, to bring together MEPs and MPs from nations to help shape the political input on rare disease, to make sure that it's represented in policy, and to make sure that rare disease is embedded in all the different policies going forward, and it becomes something that people think of when any aspect of European life is being considered. So we're going to have a number of presentations and we're going to have a bit of a debate at the end. And I want to introduce somebody, first of all, who has been an extraordinary advocate for rare disease. And her contribution is actually, I think, incalculable. So can I introduce you to Françoise Grossetête, MEP. Françoise.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, dear colleagues, dear friends. I would like to thank you because I would like to thank you, EuroDIS and its CEO, Yann Le Cam, for taking the initiative of this event. I have to inform you already that due to my agenda, I will not be able to stay until the very end of this discussion. And I apologize in advance, and my assistant will, however, stay with you all along. Due to the very low prevalence of rare disease and the very fragmented nature of the rare disease community, patients may feel isolated and abandoned. However, very often they are not alone. The diagnosis also affects their family, carers, and relatives. I assume this must be a life-changing experience for everyone involved, with new ways of organization to be found. Therefore, focusing on the disease and the patient is one thing, and most of course, women an absolute priority. However, it should not be seen in isolation, but rather as a whole. The social, professional, and personal impact of the disease on the patient and its relatives must be considered as part of the equation when we tackle a rare disease. This is why I think this is an ideal topic for the launch of the Parliamentary Network of Advocates for Rare Disease. When we discuss rare disease here in Brussels, we often talk about orphan drugs, innovation, pricing and access to treatments. But we should look beyond the pill. We should look at rare disease as a life event affecting human beings and their way of life. On the legislative side, there is one step in the right direction. The Commission has recently put on the table a new proposal for a directive on work-life balance for parents and carers. The text for this, the introduction of carers' leave for workers caring for seriously ill or dependent relatives. They would be able to take 5 days per year, compensated at least at sick pay level. This is not much, but it is a first step that I strongly support. The legislative process only starts, and I hope the ambition of the directive will not be watered down. As it is rightly underlined in the introductory paper, rare diseases are rare, but patients living with rare disease are many. Rare disease affects around 30 million EU citizens, an impressive figure. However, taken at the level of a country, of the broader patients community, it may appear less so. This is why I believe the European level is the right one to tackle the challenge. This was already the spirit of the directive on cross-border healthcare, for which I was the rapporteur in the Parliament and which set up the European reference networks for rare disease. Information was scarce on those diseases, leading to late diagnosis, fragmentation of the expertise, and under-representation of the patients. The reference networks are meant to change all this. They will allow to better share information and resources, to concentrate the expertise, and for patients to seek the best available treatments wherever they are to be found. The first reference networks got their label in March this year, and I hope all of this can be implemented quickly. This is a great hope in the future, a very concrete experience that shows how much more effective we can be when we act collectively. In light of this, I'm very thrilled to launch this parliamentary network showing to the rare disease patients community that they are not alone. They can't count on us. I wish you a warm welcome to the European Parliament, and I look forward to hear today's testimonies and ideas. I thank you for your attention.
I am Dan Alexander, and I thank you for tuning in to Radio Noros Planet of Rare Diseases show. I hope we will see you again next week.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.